This is 88.9 FM. I'm Jill Roberts. For State Representative Gail Harrell, a Republican from Stewart, Indian River Lagoon issues take top priority this current legislative session.
My number one issue is passing my memorial dealing with the Indian River Lagoon and the Comprehensive Everglades Restoration Plan, and that's HM607. And that is an extremely important issue for me. Of course, it's so important to our local community. So I'm working very hard on that to get that passed.
And I see you're chairman of the Healthy Families Committee.
It's a big responsibility because we have had quite a few child deaths in the state of Florida of children who were under, in some way, haven't come to the attention of the Department of Children and Families. So we're going to do some comprehensive legislation as a committee bill coming out of my committee, doing some significant things in child protective investigations, in services that are needed for children who may not be in imminent danger and have to be removed from their homes, but there's so many risk factors in play that the children need and the families need some comprehensive services.
Now, you have a bill that deals with indecent exposure that you say grew out of a local case.
This was a situation in Port St. Lucie where the Port St. Lucie Police Department came to me and said, we've really got a problem with some very disturbed people knocking on people's sliding glass doors, especially older women. And when they open the curtains or open the verticals, they expose themselves.
Harrell also points to a case in Palm Beach County where a man exposed himself to children in the children's section of a bookstore. When customers held the person, he wasn't arrested because the offense is a misdemeanor and the officer hadn't witnessed the act.
And we allow for police to arrest someone without having seen them if they have probable cause in other situations, such as graffiti on walls. Why would we not allow the police to arrest someone for indecent exposure of that, especially of that magnitude in front of children, just because he hadn't seen it himself? If he has probable cause, he should be able to arrest him. So we're cleaning that little bit of tweak up, and also for multiple incidents where you've been arrested several times, we're escalating the penalty to a third-degree felony.
Harrell is also addressing sexual predators with legislation aimed at tightening some loopholes in the Jimmy Rice Act, which allows some predators to remain incarcerated even after their sentence is finished. Harrell says it's inspired by the case of Cherish Periwinkle, who was kidnapped from a Jacksonville Walmart and killed.
My legislation on sexual predators is within the bills on the criminal justice side. My committee that's taking us up to the Adam Walsh standards and doing a lot to really toughen our laws on sexual predators and make sure that they are identified, things like they have to register their passports or their internet monikers, what they use on the internet, those kinds of things. We're really beefing that up. But also on the civil commitment side, we're making sure that the multidisciplinary team that does the evaluations is appropriately trained, that there are standards there, that the evaluators are under contract and they are appropriately evaluated, and we're following this very closely to see what the recidivism rates are and if and when these people get out of the Civil Commitment Center, what happens to them.
We've been speaking with State Representative Gail Harrell. I'm Jill Roberts for 88.9 FM.